almost every Saturday so far in college football this season has been. And I would say, you know, as much as we're sort of still figuring out the new world of realignment and 12-team playoff and all that stuff, the 12-team playoff, I really have no idea how it will affect the totality of the season. Thus far, it hasn't affected my ability to enjoy it at all. But realignment has made it better. Like, Oregon and Ohio State played last week in a conference game that would not have been played if they were not in the same conference. Texas and Georgia are playing tomorrow evening in a conference game that would not be played if they were not in the same conference. I mean, these are, in a normal season, like the games of the year, and we get them every single weekend now. So, I don't know. I'm for it. It's been very fun to have so far. It'll obviously be more fun for Georgia fans if Georgia beats Texas tomorrow night. But, I mean, for me, just this midway through this first kind of new frontier of college football, it's made it a lot more fun on a week-in, week-out basis.
I think if someone's looking for, like, where it will stop being fun or where it will impact it, there will be some conference title games that maybe don't mean what they once did. But you've really got to search hard. I mean, we just talked about me not having fun. But you really got to look real hard.
If somebody was going to be the guy to show us what's not going to be fun, you'd be the one.
Not me.
You'd be the one to chime in with it.
Not when it comes. Well, I wouldn't say that. But
I'll tell you what's not fun. Okay. Tell me.
Both of these losing teams going to the title turn. No, it's fine. The thing about the past couple of weeks compared to today is this Georgia-Texas game is about one game. We had a whole week of big games. And yes, it was Oregon-Ohio State, but there are other games that made that day important. You think of maybe Alabama-Tennessee kind of creeps in that discussion, too.
Great game.
Maybe. I don't know what either team is anymore. And I think that's what makes it interesting.
The matchup, I mean.
Yeah, of course. Would this game feel different, bigger, if Georgia had beaten Bama?
Yeah.
It'd have been 1-2, probably, mm-hmm. or, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if both teams were undefeated, obviously, I mean, that's kind of the only way I feel like it would have any more juice, I suppose. Although, there's a counter to that, which is, okay, Georgia has one loss.
Yeah, there's a...
That's an uneasy feel. Desperation, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what two losses does to them at the end of the season. I don't know if that's an elimination. It probably isn't. That's also under the assumption that they would win every other game.
Ole Miss
for the remainder
and Bama
of the season.
Puts you out.
Yeah, like, I mean, like that's a big if they're able to do that. Obviously, winning the game goes a long way as well. So yeah, if they were both undefeated, there probably would be a little bit more juice because then it would be 1-2 as opposed to 1-5. But Maybe it would be.
I'm not sure. The idea of Georgia having something to prove, mm-hmm. like us having questions. And it's not about whether they win a specific game or not. I'm talking about like season-long questions about what this team is and what they can be. Like there have been years past where they may have lost a game in the regular season or at the SEC tournament, and we said, look, this feels like a team capable of winning national championship. I don't know if I'm there right now.
Yeah.
No, they can get me there on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I'm not there right now. It's the first time in 5 or 6 years under Kirby that I felt that way.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say, which is this is the first time mid-season with a Georgia team probably since 2020, since the COVID year. And honestly, I don't know, maybe 21 because they hadn't done it yet. And we didn't know what that team really was at this point of the year. You had a good sense of it, but still not sure yet. Because, I mean, Stetson Bennett was... Anyway, I'm with you. It's the first time in a while, first time they've been underdogs in 50 games. It was the first time in a while that you've gone into a game like, okay, they might not be better than the team that they're playing.
I've in fact seen nothing on the field that would lead me to believe that they are.
Yeah.
It's all the idea of what we believe they can and could be
that keeps
them in the discussion.
I don't think I'm quite there with everybody with Texas.
Because of who they played?
I think that they're good. I think that they've been able to fly under the radar a little bit because of some of the other big things that have happened this year. The fact that they haven't played anybody.
What's the best offense they played? Like 70th?
Yeah.
Worse?
UTSA is probably the best offense that they've played.
80th?
Quinn Ewers looked okay last week in his first start back against Oklahoma. Didn't look great. He looked okay, but again, they won 34-30.
I think there was rust early, and they stopped taking chances.
Definitely.
Because Oklahoma wasn't going to score. They just closed up the offense.
I also think that they've benefited from a couple of different storylines, sort of keeping them in the conversation, but they haven't mattered that much, like Arch Manning taking over and being the quarterback while Quinn Ewers was hurt. playing well, but there being no controversy there. It was sort of just, that's kind of cool. Let's watch. That's what's next. This is great. But they've been able to sort of exist as one of these best teams because they made the playoff last year. They had that great game early against Michigan, who I think people now understand is not anything close to what they were.
We knew they weren't
last year.
What they were last year. We still didn't know how far they
right.
were from
They didn't
that.
Know how – right, exactly. They didn't know how quite far they had fallen from what they were last year. I think you know that now. Very clearly, Oklahoma isn't very good, and you saw that last week. So, again, I'm not saying that I don't think Texas is really good, and I think they're deserving of being the number one team in the country right now. I think Oregon could make a pretty strong case for that as well, having that win against Ohio State, certainly significantly better than anybody that Oregon's played, than anybody that Texas has played. But I'm not convinced that they're head and shoulders above the rest of the pack.